Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Share. Because tomorrow night is Tisha B'Av, we are have moved our shir to tonight, which is really the beginning of Ches Av. So it's Erev Tisha B'Av. It's a very appropriate time to be mechazik ourselves in Torah and mitzvos as we unfortunately commemorate yet again in Tavshin Pei, another year of Churban, another year of Galus, the Beis HaMikdash did not come. Here we are. So may the zchus of this Torah learning and the zchus of our being misakin, hopefully ourselves through this year, be a zchus for not only ourselves and our families, but really for the Geula Shleima for Kal Yisrael. We are learning Lilui Nishmasa and Lezecha Nishmasa, Miriam Fron. As always, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShalom, and Hashem should have a continuous aliyah in the merit of the Torah learning that we share. So we are going through the Rambam. We are going through the Rambam where he speaks about the Mishnah Torah for the Rambam. I have it in here, even though I'm going to be screen sharing once again with you, so you can all see for yourselves inside. So what we are going through, and it's taking a little while, is Hilchos Teshuvah. But at the end of Hilchos Teshuvah in Perek Yud, the Rambam discusses our relationship of Ahava with the Ribono Shel Olam, what it means to love God, what it means to serve God out of love, not out of fear, not of hope for reward, not because you don't want punishment, but simply because you love the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't know if it's something you've been thinking about over the past week or the past 2 weeks. It's something that I have actually been thinking about, this idea that when we do something in our Avodas Hashem, and everything that we do is part of our Avodas Hashem, it's just because I want to please the Ribono Shel Olam, for no other reason than I want to please God. So the last thing we did, actually, because the Rambam speaks about Pirkei Avos, Al Tiyu Kavadim Hamisham Shenes Harav Al Menas Lekabel Pras, Al Tiyu Kavadim Hamisham Shenes Harav Shelo Al Menas Lekabel Pras Ve'Mor Shemayim Aleichem. So we spoke about this in depth last week. We quoted Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch. Now we are moving on. So we are in Perek Yud, okay, and Halacha Hey. So I'm going to start to screen share with you. 1 second, please. I have it here for you. Just have to find where I have it. It's right here. Okay, so I'm going to move you to the bottom of the screen so you could see my screen. Okay, you could see the screen. Yes, so this is Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Yud. 1 second, I see I have to sneeze. No, I guess I'm okay. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so the Rambam tells us as follows. Just let me close that. Okay. So the last thing we did was we spoke about Pirkei Avos, Al Tiyu Kavadim Hamisham Shenes Harav, Mipnei Shu Rav, Roi Lisham Shekomer Ivdu Me'ahava. The last thing we said was just serve God because he is a Rav, not because you are waiting for any reward. Parak Hei, not Parak Hei. Parak Yud Halacha Hei. Here we go. Kol ha'osik b'Torah k'dei l'kabel schar. Anyone who is osik, and every morning we make the bracha la'asok b'divrei Torah, that our asek, our work, our primary occupation in this world should be Torah. Kol ha'osik b'Torah, anyone who involves himself in a life of Torah, who learns Torah, k'dei l'kabel schar, in order to get reward, o k'dei shelo tagia alav pur'anus, or because he's learning Torah, because he wants to use it as a magic charm. If I learn Torah, nothing bad will happen to me. Hareza osik shelo l'shar. So the truth is, you may be learning Torah, but it's completely lo lishma. It's not for the sake of the Ribono Shel Olam that you're learning Torah. You're learning Torah for your own self, to save yourself from puranos, to make sure that you'll get a reward. Sorry. Every time someone's waiting, I have to let them in. Okay. V'chol ha'osik bo lo liyira, v'lo l'kabal schar, ala mipnei ahavas adon kol aretz, shetziva b'hareza osik balishma. And anyone who is involved in a life of Torah, not because he is afraid of Hashem, and not because he has an ulterior motive that he wants to get a reward, rather mipnei ahavas adon kol aretz, because he loves the master of the whole earth, shetziva ba, that he commanded him, hareza osik balishma. This is called serving, being osik, learning, involving yourself in a life of Torah, l'shem shemayim. And it's very interesting because this week is Parshas Ve'aschanan, and we're going to relate our shir to something in the parsha, as you will see shortly. Va'amru, oy vavoy, I made a mistake, it's my fault. I'm using Zoom on my account already for almost a month, and I never do a waiting room, and I see by accident I did do a waiting room today, so that's why I keep having to admit people. I apologize. I never do waiting room. It was my own fault. I set this up accidentally with a waiting room, not meaning to. So I pardon the interruptions. I've let them in. Hareza Oseik Balishma. This is called being involved for the sake of Shem Shemayim. Va'amru Chachamim. And the Chachamim say, everyone, please forgive me. I hope you forgive me. Baruch Hashem, people want to come learn Torah. Va'amru Chachamim. And the sages say, La'olam Yasok Adam B'Torah. Va'afilu Shalom Lishma. A person should always be involved in Torah, even when it's not Lishma. Why? What do you mean? Shamitoch Shalom Lishma Balishma. If you involve yourself in a life of Torah because you want a reward, like we saw last time, because you think it'll make you rich, because you want to be called, you know, prominent, because you don't want Gehenim. But ultimately, what happens is you become in love with Torah. You become so excited by Torah. As an adult, maybe not the children who feel, the teachers maybe not necessarily enthusiastic, the rabbi is not clicking with the kid, but as an adult, you're all committed. As women, to learning what's relevant to us, to increasing our Torah learning because it changes us and our families and our midos and our connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. And isn't it true that the more you learn, the more you come to love it? And the more you come to realize how much Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, and it's not mipnei hayira, but it's really because of ahava. Shemitoch shelo lishma balishma. So therefore, even if it's lo lishma, you should do, you should learn, you should be involved, says the Rambam, because from not lishma, not for the sake of heaven, lashma from shemaim, you will come to learn for the sake of heaven, lefichach. And therefore, kishemelamdim es haktanim, when we teach the youth, ve'es hanashim, you can see it on my screen, we're in the Rambam here, and the woman, uklal amei haaretz, and the amaratzim, okay, so when we teach young children, and when we teach women, and when we teach amaratzim, the amei haaretz, nevertheless, ein melamdim osan ela la'avod miyira. We teach them, and it's okay to serve God out of yira, out of fear. Ukidei l'kabel schar. And you could teach them, especially think of young children. If you do this mitzvah, you know, it will be good for you. If you do this mitzvah, you get a reward. That is how we teach the youth, and it is how we teach women, and it is how we teach the ignoramuses. It's okay. You teach them to serve God out of yira, and you teach them that you serve God to get a reward. As shatir bada'atan, until their minds increase, so their level of intelligence and understanding grows over time, v'yishchakmu, and they will become wise, v'yishchakmu chachma yisera, they will have added wisdom, extra wisdom, megalim lehem raz zem ma'am, you teach them this secret, you reveal this to them, slowly, slowly, you reveal to them the secret of ahavas Hashem, umargilin osan le'inyan, zeb benachas, and you introduce this concept, you get them used to this concept, slowly, slowly, with a sense of contentment and pleasure, acha yasiguhu, until it will overtake them, they will understand it, v'yedu, and they will have the knowledge, v'yavdu me'ahava. So what the Rambam is saying is that if a person is not on the level of ahava Hashem, it doesn't mean you should stop serving the Ribbono Shel Olam chas v'sham. It means that even if you're serving God from a level of yira, or because of mekablim schar, or because of yiras ha'onesh, you should continue, obviously, maybe for some people it's not obvious, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if it's not all the way where you should be. Why? Because mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Ultimately, it will come to be lishma. So there was a comment. I just want to see what it says, please. I could turn off the waiting room. How? How do I do that? Some of you are learning with me in other shiurim. You know that we don't have waiting rooms. I did it by mistake. Oh, thank you so much. I should have checked that comment a long time ago, Debbie Fried. I just did it. Thank you. I would have checked the comment when you posted, but I didn't want to interrupt myself, interrupting the Rambam. I disabled, let me just see something. Thank you very, very much. That was extremely helpful. Okay, thank you. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay. So, I hope it was clear, even with the few interruptions, and I was allowing people into shir, that even if you're serving Hashem from a place where it's not lishma, you should still continue to serve Him, because it will come to be lishma, and you will move from a place of yiras Hashem, or yiras ha'onesh, or hope for reward, you will come to move to a place of ahavas Hashem. So I'm going to quote now from this book. I just started this book last night. Actually, I could stop screen sharing now. Oh, thank you, Debbie, very much. You were very helpful. I just started this book last night. My husband actually bought it for me for my birthday, of Noach Weinberg by Yonason Rosenblum. I just started reading this last night. Very, very, wow, amazing. The founder of Eshet Torah. So I wanted to quote something that I just read this last night that's relevant to our learning, okay? So, lessons from my father. So this is Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal, who was the founder and Rosh Hashiva of Eshet Torah. My father died, I'm only in the beginning of the book. My father died when I was 15. I loved him very dearly, but I can say I really appreciated him, Rav Noach once said in a class in Eshet Torah. Over the years, however, his appreciation of his father as a master pedagogue greatly increased. His father used to ask him, Noach, do you remember that there is a God? When Rav Noach replied affirmatively, his father would tell him with great excitement, do you realize you are fulfilling a mitzvah every time you remember that there is a God? That exchange, repeated frequently throughout his childhood, unquestionably planted within him the importance of the six mitzvos tmidios, the six constant mitzvos, one of which is knowing that there is a God. His key carried his father's pedagogy one step further with his own children. And he would say to his own children, who loves you more than anyone? Sometimes they would answer, Tati. And sometimes they would answer, Mommy. And he would correct them. And he would say, no, Hashem loves you more, much, much more than anyone. If you have this book, if you want to know where I am, I'm on page 25. No, Hashem loves you more, much, much more than anyone. Eventually, all the children learned the correct answer. More, much more important from Rav Noach's point of view, that they learn to live with the constant awareness of Hashem and his infinite love for them. That awareness of Hashem as a constant presence in one's life became one of the hallmarks of the Eshet Torah student. So this is something that he learned from his father. Well, his father taught him just to think that there is a God. And every time you think there's a God, you're fulfilling one of the six constant mitzvos, which is that there is a Ribono Shel Olam. Just by thinking, there is a Hashem, and he's controlling this world. And I'm not in charge. I just heard Rabbi Zev Lev say, I don't know if it was last week, he was saying in a shiur, a person could do everything right. You could exercise, you could eat healthy, you could do everything right. A person is not in control. He said, I don't know if it was black humor or true. He said, the person who said you should jog for good health, to prevent, early death and to promote longevity, had a heart attack while he was jogging. His point was that if a person thinks that they're in control, they're not. You can do everything right in the Ribono Shel Olam ultimately is in control. So Rav Noach Weinberg's father would always say, think of Hashem. And every time you remember that there's Hashem, you're fulfilling an actual mitzvah. Rav Noach Weinberg would go even further than that. He would say to his children, who loves you more than anyone? And that's a question that a parent asks a child. And from there, we tend to say, Mommy loves me, Daddy loves me. And he would say, no, Hashem loves you more, much, much more than anyone. He would tell his own children. And all the children learned the correct answer. The awareness of Hashem as a constant presence in one's life became one of the hallmarks of the Eshet Torah student. So I'm going to digress a little bit here to a topic that is related to, as you will see, this piece of Noach Weinberg, where he speaks about what he learned from his father, made me think of something else, another new sefer that I just started from, that somebody gifted to me, a friend gave to me. Maybe some of you have it. Honor them, revere them. Maybe you've seen it. A Lesson a Day on Kibbutz Avim. It's also brand new. Rabbi Shimon Finkelman and Rabbi Zachariah Wallerstein. This is by, who's that? The first one that I read you was Mosaic Press, and this is Art Scroll. So simultaneously, I read Rabbi Noach Weinberg last night, and I was reading this today by lunch, and it struck me as connected. So I'm now going to the Sefer, Honor Them, Revere Them, A Lesson a Day in Kibbutz Avim, a very special mitzvah. Different people excel in different areas. Praiseworthy is the one who excels in Kibbutz Avim. Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Wallerstein was such a person. In the words of his son, Rav Zachariah Wallerstein, so everybody is aware of the great Rav Zachariah Wallerstein and what he has done with Ornava and Jewish education. So Rav Zachariah Wallerstein writes about his own father. My father treated his mother, Rav Wallerstein's grandmother, like a princess. He traveled from Muncie to Manhattan every Friday to wish her good Shabbos and to receive her bracha. When she would travel to Eretz Yisrael, he would buy her a first-class ticket, though he was not very wealthy. He would drive her to the airport. He would ask her for a bracha when he took leave of her. Once, my father was in Florida, writes Rabbi Wallerstein, when his mother was going to Eretz Yisrael. He flew to New York from Florida met his mother in Kennedy Airport, requested her bracha, bade her farewell, then boarded a plane and returned to Florida. He made the round trip just to see his mother off. Kibbutz Ava'im is chamura shebachamuros. Chamur, one of the strictest of the most strict and most difficult mitzvos in the Torah. It is important enough that it is included in the Aseres Hadibros. The Mishnah states it's a mitzvah for which we earn the fruits in this world, but the principle in the next world. We say that every single morning. Is the first one. These are the things that matter, that you eat the fruit in this world, but the eternal reward, the principle, is reserved for you in the next world. And the first one that we list is Kibud Ava'im. The Gemara states, honor of parents is equated with the honor of Hashem. So I didn't just want to give a shir stam on Kibud Ava'im, even though it's very important. The reason I'm bringing you this piece is because, as you're going to see, the purpose of Kibud Ava'im is actually to come to Mora Shamayim, Kibud Shamayim, and Ahavas, the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a bridge, which is why Kibud Ava'im is on the side of Bein Adam LeMakom, but it's the bridge to Bein Adam LeChaveiro, because through honoring and loving our parents, we come to honor and love our Avinu, Shabashamayim. Tani Devei Eliyahu states, the entire world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, and all that he asks of man is that he should honor his father and mother. The Aseres HaDibros were inscribed with two luchos, One tablet had been Adam Makom, and it was so funny because I read Rav Noach Weinberg last week when he speaks of what he learned of his father, specifically vis-a-vis remembering Hashem and loving Hashem. And then today I read this by Rabbi Zachari Wallerstein and Rabbi Shimon Finkelman, where they talk about the mitzvah of Kibud Ava'im, but specifically that the mitzvah is meant to bring us to a higher degree of awareness of what God does to us. It's not stam, I'm putting that in quotes, to honor your parents, I chas v'shalom, the Ummah Sa'ola might honor their parents. It's meant to bring us to a higher, more exalted degree through honoring our parents and loving our parents and serving our parents. We honor, serve, and love the Ribono Shel Olam. The Aseres HaDibros were inscribed on two luchos, and it's so funny. I've told you many times, I see such a shkacha pratis when I prepare my shirim, because not only did I read Rav Noach Weinberg last night, and then I read this today, but it's also Parshas Veschanan. You know what reading Parshas Veschanan? The Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros were inscribed on two luchos. One tablet had mitzvos bein Adam l'makom, Anochi, lo yelecha, lo emecherim al panai, lo sisa, shem Hashem, al kecha l'shav, zachor, shamar, sal mashabas l'kodcho, kabeir, savicha, asimecha. Mitzvos between man and Hashem. The other commanded mitzvos bein Adam l'chaveiro, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo signo, lo sana. Mitzvos between man and man. Kibud Ava'im is the fifth mitzvah, and it seems to be bein Adam l'chaveiro. You think when you're serving your parents or honoring your parents and revering your parents, ish imo va'aviv tiwa v'esham sosai tishmu kabeis v'icha v'asimecha. So you think it should be on the side of bein Adam l'chaveiro. But really, where's Kibud Ava'im? We all know this. It's number five. That means it's on the side of bein Adam l'makom. But isn't that on the wrong side? Shouldn't it be on the side bein Adam l'chaveiro? It's between me and my parents. No. Mitzvah's Kibud Ava'im is the fifth commandment, and it's actually between man and Hashem. Which side is it on? It comes after Anochi, I am the Lord God who took you out of Egypt. There shall not be gods of others before you. Don't take God's name in vain. Remember and guard the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then you have honor your father and mother. But if it was a mitzvah that was Bein Adam Mechaveiro, Hashem doesn't make mistakes, it would be on the other side. He could do 4 and 6. The fact that it's on the first side teaches you it's actually a mitzvah Bein Adam Lamakov. And that's what Rabbi Wallerstein and Rabbi Finkelman write here. Why is that so? Shouldn't it belong in the group of mitzvahs dealing with interpersonal relationships? Rav Dessler writes in his Michtav Me'eliyahu, there is something very special about Kibud Ava'im, honoring the father, your father and mother. It is only because we see and perceive the goodness of our parents towards us that we have some sort of understanding of all the good that Hashem does for our sake. Were it not for the parent-child relationship, a person would go through life thinking that he himself is the source of all he has. That's what Rabbi Lef is talking about. A person thinks they're man-made. A person thinks they're self-made. The purpose or understanding of Kibud Ava'im is not only to show a kar shatov to our parents, but to bring us to a higher awareness of, do you know that there's Hashem who gave you your parents, who created your parents? Where not for the parent-child relationship, a person would go through life thinking he himself is the source of all he has. Kibud of Aim grounds us and helps us realize that we are nothing without a higher being. Without our parents, we would be nothing. Without their Baruch Shalom, we would be absolutely nothing. However, when a person considers, I'm continuing with Rav Dessler from the Michtav Me'eliyahu, as quoted in the Sefer, honor them, revere them. However, when a person considers the fact that it is through his parents that he came into this world, that he grew and developed thanks to their efforts, he has before his eyes a living reminder, writes Rav Dessler, of the kindness of Hashem. When you contemplate all your parents have done for you, you come to remember the kindness of Hashem. Who loves you more than anyone? Rav Noach Weinberg would say to his children, and the children naturally would say, Mommy, Tati. He would say, no, Hashem loves you so much more. When a person comes to honor, revere, and love their parents, ultimately they will come to honor, revere, and love the Ribono Shel Olam, who sent him down to this world, writes Rav Dessler. Your parents are a living reminder of the kindness of Hashem, who provides you with all your needs. That God keeps you alive from moment to moment, sustains you, and grants you wisdom. Thus, a father and mother are sort of a living Sefer Torah through which a person learns to appreciate the goodness of Hashem. So the Ummah Olam honor their parents, because every moral and ethical person should honor their parents. It even says this here on a different page, in a different halacha. I'm not going to quote the whole Sefer. I didn't read the whole Sefer. I just read a few of these halachos. Oh, not because it's logical. We do not honor our parents because it's logical. We take it a step past that. We honor our parents because it reminds us to honor, revere, and love the Almighty. Thus, writes Rav Dessler, a mother and father are sort of a living Sefer Torah through which a person learns to appreciate the goodness of Hashem. This is why when Rav Yosef would hear his mother's footsteps, this is from Maseches Kedushin, he would say, I must arise before the Shechina that has come. So it's a whole different dimension. It's not only honoring our parents, and that's why I'm bringing it to you. It happens to be, it's Parshas Veschanan, happens to be the Parshas Veschanan in the Mishnah Torah of Sefer Dvar. Moshe reviews the Aseres HaDibros, and he gives it to us once again. Let us look at the mitzvos. I put it on here for you. Okay, so in Parakei of Sefer Dvarim, which is in this week's Parsha, that's 1 and 2. I am the Lord God who took you out of Egypt from the house of slavery. There should not be gods of others before you. You should not worship gods of others before me. Cannot make an image of anything like this in the heavens, on the earth, in the water. Can't serve them. Third, you should not take God's name in vain. Four, Shamar in Yisroel Zachar Asem Hashabbos Lekadsho. 6 days you shall do your work, you shall do all your work. 7 days is a day of rest. Kabeid es avicha ve'esimecha kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. These are crucial words. It's not kabeid es avicha ve'esimecha kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Do I need to be commanded to honor my father and mother? Of course a person will think they honor their father and mother. Key. Be like, just like God commanded you. Because it's a mitzvah from the Ribono Shel Olam, that's why we fulfill. Because it brings us to a heightened awareness, not only to give kavod and a karso tov to our parents, but it brings us to a heightened awareness of what it means to be in a relationship with our ultimate father, Avinu Shebashamayim. And therefore, Rav Yosef, Maseches Kedushin 31b, when he would hear his mother's footsteps, he would rise and say, I must arise before the Shechina that has come. I must arise before the Shechina that has come. So that's all continuing the quote from Rav Dessler, it's Michtav Me'eliyahu in the Sefer, and the quote ends with quoting Maseches Kedushin. And Rav Yosef would say, when his parents came, I have to arise before the Shechina, which has come. So in the book where I just quoted, there's one line that references the Sefer HaChinuch. So what I did was I went to look up the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, and we are going to go through it. Let me find it for you. I have it right here. Okay, Debbie, you really helped me with time. I could turn off the screen. I'm waiting. Thank you very, very much. So this is Mitzvah Lamed Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 33. Why 33? If we're at the end of Devarim, because his commentary to Kibud Av V'Aim, Sefer HaChinuch was written anonymously in the 1300s. He wrote in the introduction, because the children don't have enough to do on Shabbos afternoon. So to give them something to do, he wrote a compilation of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So, Kibud Av V'Aim, the mitzvah in Sefer HaChinuch, appears back in Parshas Yisro, the first time that Aseres HaDibros were given to us. 1 second, comment. Me too, I'm glad you could help, thank you. Mitzvahs Kibud Av V'Aim. L'chabed ha'av v'ha'im, to honor the father and the mother. She'ne'emar, like the pasuk says, kabed es avicha v'esimecha. We saw it right here. Kabed es avicha v'esimecha. It's not chas v'shalom that we got to the Torah a second time in Parshas V'aschanan. In the Mishnah Torah, in the review of Torah, Moshe reiterates the Aseres HaDibros. He retells them, and we see that we must honor. By the way, I want to point out something before I forget. Kabed doesn't just mean honor. In Lashon HaKodesh, words are very important. And I say this all the time in my different shiurim. If words share the same root, the same shoresh, and they seem to be not connected, the fact that they share the same shoresh means there's a connection between the two words. So kabed means to honor your father and mother, and it's also kaved, as in something is heavy or weighty. So it teaches you that this is a very weighty mitzvah. Hashem couldn't put any word there. Kabed in the Aseres HaDibros as avicha ve'asimecha, l'man ya'arichu nimecha, means that it is a mitzvah of kibud, is a mitzvah that is kaved. It has great weight, great heaviness, and great importance in our lives. And you're going to see, because some of you may be thinking, depending on your age and your life circumstances, that perhaps your parents are in the Olam Ha'emes. Wait, you're not exempt. I'm not giving anyone musr, I'm just pointing something out. I was also thinking how interesting it is because this whole shiur is dedicated and sponsored and supported every week by the Frum family. Le'ilui Nishmas, their mother, that some of you were zocha to know. I did not know Miriam Frun. If anyone thinks they're exempt from Kibud of Aim after a parent's patira, our parents should live and be well till 120 years. It's a very big inspiration what the Frum family does. The Zeicha Nishmas and Le'ilui Nishmas are their mother. Kibud av ha'im, l'kabed ha'av ha'amim. Kabed, it's a heavy, weighty mitzvah. She'ne'emar, like the pasuk says, in Yisro and in Veschan in our pasha, kabed es avicha v'esimecha. You should honor your father and mother, v'gomer, etc. Uba ha'peirush, eze hu kibud. What does it mean to honor the father and mother? Ma'achilu, mashke, Rashi, by the way, quotes this, not in Veschan, but to give drink, to give food, to give drink. Malbish u'mechase, to give clothing, covering, machnis umotzi, to take the parents in, to take them out. Mishar shei mitzvah zu, the root of this mitzvah, she ra'oi lo la'adem, she yakir v'yigma chesed. L'misha asa imotova. The root of this mitzvah is that it's worthy for a man to recognize and to bestow kindness upon the one who did good to him. V'lo yenaval. He should not be a degenerate, Naval Bashus Atar. He should not be disgusting. He should not be a Naval. Umis Nakir, the Kafui Tova. So I try, I'll tell you, I looked at the English, but I broke my own rule. I try in my learning to look for a shorish. If I don't know what something means, before I look at translation, I try and look for a shorish. Just a little lesson in how I learn it might be helpful for you. So I didn't know what Misnakir means. I'm sorry, one second. Yes. You need the sign in for your shear? Oh. So I broke my own rule because I looked at the English before I tried to look for the shoresh. The shoresh here is like nachri, non chaf resh, like to be a stranger, to be estranged from something. V'lo yen naval, he should not be a degenerate, umis nakir, and like estranged, the kafui tov, and reject the good. Shezo mida ra'a umeusa, this is a terrible and disgusting character trait, betach l'sufnei elokim va'anashim. It is degenerate, it's disgusting, it's abominable to be a kofer tov, to make yourself like a stranger to he who did so much good for you, to make yourself degenerate, not only before a man, but before God. V'sheyitein elibo ki ha'av v'ha'im, he should put into his heart that his father and his mother, heim sibas heyoso ba'olam, the whole reason you're in this world is because of your father and your mother. V'al kein, and therefore, be'emes, the truth is, ra'oi lo la'asos them kol kavod. It is worthy that you should give them all honor. Are you looking for something? Did you find what you needed? V'chol to ela sheyucha. And anything that you can give them, you should give them. Ki heim hevi'u la'olam. Because they brought you into this world. Gam yigau from yigia. You should make yourself tired, Bo, with this work. Even if it causes exhaustion and exertion and tiredness from kibud avim. Kama yigios bekatinuso. Even if it requires, I want to make sure I translate that correctly, even though I prepared this for you. Oh, even if it causes you many troubles, in your early years, like from the word katan, okay, in your youth. So a person has to recognize that they have to go to great lengths. I'm not giving anyone masr, chas v'sham. I'm the first one who needs masr. I'm just pointing out what the different sources say. So we looked at the Pesukim in the Chumash. We started with Rav Noach Weinberg, who talks about Zatzal, what he learned from his father in terms of Kibbut Av'im. And then we went to honor them, revere them, from Rav Shimon Finkelman and Rav Zacharia Wallerstein. I'm sorry, tell me what you're looking for. Do you have a computer for Shir? Okay, sorry, my son was looking for a notebook for his Shir. He found it, Baruch Hashem. Okay, then we went to honor them and revere them from Rabbi Zacharia Wallerstein and Rav Shimon Finkelman, who quotes the Michtav Me'eliyahu. Now we're going to the Sefer Chinuch, but what does it have to do with our Shir and Sha'arei? A lot. Because as you're about to see in the next paragraph here as well, it brings us to a greater heightened recognition of what the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us. Because she'yikba zos hamida benafsho, when he instills this mida in his soul, yala mimenu lahakir tovas hakel baruchu. So just like the Michtav Me'eliyahu writes, you will come to recognize from honoring mikabed, kaved, the heaviness, the weightiness, appreciating this mitzvah, and you implant it into your nefesh, you will come to recognize the good of God. Shehu sibaso, v'sibas kol avosav, ad adam arishon. He, God, is the reason for my existence and the existence of my forefathers back to the first man. If Kibbut Av'im, he says, in this paragraph, helps you recognize that your parents are Sibas Hayoso Ba'olam, the reason for your existence in this world. Now what about the Ribbono Shel Olam? He's the reason for my existence and the existence of my parents back to the first man. V'shehotziu la'avir ha'olam. And he brought us from the air into the world. V'sipek tzarko. He provides us with all our needs. Shasali kol tzarki. Kol yemav. All our days. V'amido al mat kunto. U'shleimos evarav. And he provides for us. He keeps in the proper estate, in the proper being, and all of our limbs. So everything is in working order. Everything is how it's supposed to be, all because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this whole paragraph that you can see on my screen here is the chinuch teaching you that Kibbut Av'im brings you to honor, revere, fear, love the Almighty. How could you not love the one who did so much good for you? A child has a natural love for their parents, not only because of their parents, because the child knows. Look at a little baby. Look at a toddler, how much they always want mommy. They recognize not only that their mother loves them more than anything, but the mother is the source. When they're in pain, the mother comforts them. When they're hungry, the mother feeds them. When they're dirty, the mother changes them. When they need a bath, when they want a story, the mother. So it comes to help us recognize everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us. V'nasan bo nefesh. Yodas umaskalis, he gave us a soul. He gave us dea, wisdom. Umaskalis, he gave us seichel. She ilulei hanefesh, without the soul, shechanan no hakel, that the Ribbono Shel Olam and his mercy gave us. Ye kisus kipered ein havin, would be like a horse, like a mule with no understanding. If God did not bestow in his graces this wonderful being of self upon us, he would be like an animal. That's what he just said, like a horse, like a mule. He wouldn't know anything. You would not expect this to be in the chinuch, this paragraph to be in the chinuch, under the mitzvah of Kibbut Av'im. I might expect this to be under the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem or Ahavas Hashem. Dafkan Kibbut Av'im. Why is Kibbut Av'im on that side of the luchos? Why? Because Hashem wanted to be equally balanced? Hashem could do whatever he wants. It could have been 4 and 6. 4, Kibbut Ben Adam L'makom. 6, Ben Adam L'chaveru. Kibbut Av'im is not Ben Adam L'chaveru. Kibbut Av'im is Ben Adam L'makom. When Rav Yosef would hear his mother's footsteps, he would say, I must arise before the Shechina that has come. And without God, I would be like a horse, like a mule. I would not know anything. And I should arrange this in my mind over and over. Kama v'kama ra'uilo, how much I have, it is appropriate for me, lehizahir, to be very careful. Ba'avodaso baruch hu, serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dinei ha-mitzvah, the law of the mitzvah. Kigon kibud, like honor, zemin chesei mi chayav la'asoso im mishal av o mishal atzmo. In terms of the dinim, do you have to serve? I don't paskin anything at all. We're just reading the chinuch. Obviously, if someone has a practical question, they will ask a shayla. Does the kibud have to come from the child's funds or from the father's funds? V'halacha mishal av im yesh lo nechasim la'av. And the halacha is it should come from the father. If the father has possessions, v'im lav, and if not, yechazar haben afilu al ha-pesachim v'yachil aviv. And if the father does not have funds to pay for his sustenance, the son has to knock on doors. He has to go from door to door, from entrance to entrance, to collect money to feed his father. V'kibud av'eim eza kodem. And which first? Kibud av or kibud eim? V'ad heichon kibud av'eim. And until what degree do you have to do kibud av'eim? V'imachal al kavodo im yamachul. If the father says, I mochal on my kavod, are you allowed to be mocha? So if the father says, I don't care if you sit in my chair, is the child allowed to sit in his chair? I'm not answering. The chinuch is stating a number of questions here. He doesn't answer them either. V'im yira'enu over al divrei Torah. And if you see that the parent is over on divrei Torah, be'eza lashon yimna'enu. In what language should you prevent that? How should you speak up? We know we're not allowed to interrupt the parent. V'im yitzaveu aviv la'avor al divrei Torah. And if the father commands you to be over, on to commit a sin, shelo yaminehu bazeh, he should not believe him in this. V'chichayiv l'chabdo b'chayiv u'moso, he's obligated to serve him in life and in death. V'keitzed hu akibur b'moso, and how do you serve your parent in death? V'yaser protah, and further details, mevaran b'kedushin, look it up in Maseches Kedushin, u'kitzat mehin b'mekomus me'atamed, and some other places. So there are many dinim, and there's many protim, and that is way beyond. The scope of this class or any class that I teach. The whole reason I'm bringing this to you is not only because it's in the parsha, not only because when I read Rav Noah Weinberg last night and honor them, revere them today, these two ha'aras that I read really came together to me. Because Rav Noah Weinberg speaks about what his father taught him. Just remember there's always a Hashem. And then honor them, revere them, I read that, learned, I should say, that the whole ultimate purpose Mishar Sheha Mitzvah of serving our parents is to really bring us to serving and loving and appreciating the Ribbono Shel Olam. Realize that if my parents are the reason for my being, what's God? The reason for my parents being and their parents being all the way back to Adam HaRishon. Hashem gave me everything, all my needs. He stood me upright. He gave me Shleimus, completion of my limbs. He gave me Deya and Seichel. Without that, I would be no different than a horse. That's what he says. I have to arrange this in my mind, how careful we have to be to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know hegas b'chol makom v'chol zman. This mitzvah is noheg in all place. And it's not a mitzvah tzulia ba'aretz. It's not a mitzvah that women are exempt from. It's not a mitzvah only for kings. It's not a mitzvah only for kohanim. No hegas b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zchar m'uvin akevos. It is noheg. It is applicable in all places, in all times, for males and females. Kol zman she'efshar lahen. As long as the female is able to. Klomar b'chol eish lo yimnu osam ba'alein. So once a woman gets married, she's under the jurisdiction of her husband. Does her husband come before her parents? As halacha, we're not teaching anything practical here, just the hashkafic aspect of this mitzvah. Va'over aleh bitel asei, va'ansho gadol me'od. So I'm going to do this over on this mitzvah. Is mevatel mitzvahs aseh. He has nullified it. He has not committed the mitzvah aseh. And his punishment is very great. This is Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah 33. Look at my screen. Why is it very great? You might think that he ends by saying this mitzvah is knowing. B'chol malkum, b'chol zman, with males and with females. Anytime the woman is able to, when she's not under the jurisdiction, her husband doesn't prevent her. And when it is over, is bitel and aseh. His onesh is very great. Because he shows a lack of appreciation for his parents. That's not what the chinuch says. Shana'asa kimisnaker la'aviv shabashamayim. Because one who does not know kibud av'eim properly ultimately makes himself like a nachri to his father in heaven. How much does this relate to our learning? V'im yesh koach b'veistin kofin oso. The beis din has the power to force him to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av'eim. Kamosha kasavnu lamala. Okay. Shebivitu ase kofin beistin. Like we wrote above, when someone is mevatel mitzvah ase, the beistin has the power to force him. It's very powerful. This is mitzvah 33 in the Sefer HaChinuch. You can all go look it up. But you see it here. And I'm not making anything up. And this mitzvah is to be koveya in our nefesh. To be makir the tova of Hashem. And one who is over, not only is it bitel ase, and the basin can be kofin though, and his punishment's very great. But the whole root is shenasa kimisnaker l'aviv shabashamayim. If you get your parents, ultimately chas v'sham, you forget your father in heaven, who loves you more than anyone. Rav Noach Weinberg would say to his children, and naturally they would say mommy, tati, and he would say no, there's someone who loves you even more. You would tell them all the time. And that constant remembrance that there is a God became one of the hallmarks of the Eishet Torah students, all started from who? His father. I'm going to end by quoting a story from another sefer called Portraits of Prayer by Rabbi Eliezer El Avish, Portraits of Prayer. Kibbutz Avayim. Eilat Baram Shadam Machol Parosim, Portraits of Prayer. So it's commentary on Shachris, not the entire Shachris. So you eat the fruit in this world, but the eternal reward is in the next world. And the first thing that we mention is Kibbutz Avayim. When Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin was moving to a different house, he accompanied the mover who was carrying the two boxes containing his writing, the Chidushei Torah. Rav Yeshua Leib kept reminding the mover not to change the order of the boxes. He must keep the top box on top no matter what. The mover finally could not contain himself after being reminded so many times, and he said, what would be so bad if I put the top box on the bottom and the bottom box on top? The Maharil Diskin replied, the upper box contains my father's notes. The lower box contains my notes. It's not respectful for my notes to be on top of my father's notes. At the Seder, on Pesach night, many things are done to perk the interests of the children, so they should remain awake and be involved in the Seder. Rav Yisachar Dov of Belz had the minhag to do many things out of the ordinary at the Seder night for this very reason. He was therefore quite surprised that his young son Aaron was not asking any questions. In response to his father's question, if he noticed him doing anything usual, the young Aaron said, my father does something and I should question him. As Aaron grew up, his remarkable kibud av grew together with him. After he was already married for a few years, Rav Aaron Rokiach experienced a serious cold. And his father, Rav Yisachar Dov, the Belzer Rebbe, forbade his son to immerse in the mikvah until he was completely healed from his cold. Rav Menachem Ostila, Rav Aaron Rokiach's brother-in-law, noticed late at night Rav Aaron would go to the mikvah anyways. He could not believe his holy brother-in-law would defy his father's will. He excelled in kibbutz from such a young age. And here his father, the Belzer Rebbe, was forbidding him to go to the mikvah. And night would come and he would go to the mikvah. His brother-in-law couldn't understand. After a few nights of observing this, he got a friend to follow his brother-in-law to the mikvah and say, please let me know exactly what's going on. His friend reported what he saw. Rav Aaron entered the mikvah area, undressed, and walked to the actual mikvah, to the pool. As he descended the steps and stood mere inches from the water, he quietly said, I am now fulfilling the mitzvah of honoring my father. He then went back up the steps, got dressed, and left. Rav Aaron wanted to make it clear to himself, although he didn't know anyone was watching him, it wasn't a lesson for us, that he was not refraining from the mikvah as a convenience. He has a cold. The mikvah water is cold. Great, I get off the hook. My father told me I don't have to go. Rather, he was completely prepared to expend all effort, time and preparation to immerse himself in the purifying waters of the mikvah. His bad cold notwithstanding, he went to great efforts and then he refrained from actually doing so due to the mitzvah of honoring his father. And a final word, and I know I said it already, I hope it's a tremendous chizuk for the Frun family this year, because what they do for their mother's neshama should be an inspiration to all of us. I'm giving myself mussar, I'm not giving you mussar. While we Baruch Hashem, those of us who are zochet, have our parents in this world, we have to recognize that our parents were here because of them, the chinuch says. And that tool should bring us to recognize that we're all here because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And for our parents, those who have parents in the next world, are ways to do zchusim, to learn Torah in their merit, to tell your children about their midos, to keep their memory alive, to make brachos, give tzedakah, sponsor Torah, there's ways to continue to honor those parents, Baruch Hashem, of this world, Admei Vesem Shana, and those of the next world. But ultimately, Mishar Shei Mitzvah, besides for all the halachos of how we must treat and speak and not sit in their place, give them food, macho, mashka, we read, machni sumotzi, ultimately, If we don't have the machshava, kal shir tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, if we don't have the thought that this mitzvah brings me to a greater degree of ahavas Hashem, then we're missing the ikar of the mitzvah. We must be makir tov to our parents. But don't forget which side of the luchos, kabeis avicha v'esimecha kal shir tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, is on. It's on the side bein adam l'makom. Why? Because ultimately it's a bein adam l'makom. Because proper kibud and mora and ahavas horim should bring us to kibud mora and ahavas Hashem Yisparach. So Be'ezras Hashem, I think next week we will finish the Rambam, because there is one more halacha. Tonight we did Perek Yud Halacha Hey. There's one more halacha. And then I think we will be finished. I think. And B'li Neder, I thank everyone for learning with me. May the neshama of Miriam Frod, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShalom, merit a continuous, not only the merit of the shir, but the merit of her children's dedication to kabeda savicha, the es imecha, kasher tzivcha shemakacha. We should all be zocha to welcome the geula shlema. May this be the last year of mourning. May we be zocha to see binyan by yishlishi bimhera.